How are y'all this morning?
Good.
Good. Well, all right. I'm going to review last Sunday. Hopefully, Noah will remember. All right. So, where did Jacob and his sons live during the famine? Any of you two know? No? Yeah, I know. It's all right. I'll let you slide. Noah, where did Jacob and his sons live during the famine? Oh, wait. This is level. This is 90. 91. Okay, sorry. My bad. Where did Jacob want to be buried when he died? Canaan. Okay. Where did they live at the time? Correct. So if he lived in Egypt, why did he want to be buried in Canaan? Correct. So this was the land God had promised to give him and his family as a never-ending... Correct. So, okay, I'm going to go to... So I'm going to go to Genesis chapter 49, and I'm going to start in verse 1. All right. Genesis chapter 49, verse 1. Then Jacob summoned his sons and said, "Assemble yourselves, that I may tell you what will befall you in the days to come. Gather together, and hear, O sons of Jacob, and listen to Israel your father." Verse 8, "Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's son shall bow down to you. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He couches, he lies down as a lion, and as a lion, who dares rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples." Verse 28, "All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father said to them when he blessed them. He blessed them, every one with the blessing appropriate to him. Then he charged them and said to them, 'I am about to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought along with the field from Ephron the Hittite for a burial site. There they buried Abraham and his wife Sarah. There they buried Isaac and his wife Rebekah, and there I buried Leah. The field and the cave that is in it, purchased from the sons of Heth.' When Jacob finished charging his sons, he drew his feet into the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people." So who did Jacob call to gather around his bed? Correct, Noah, his sons. How many sons did he have, Noah? Correct, 12. So what did he want to do with his sons? Why did he gather his sons around his deathbed? Do y'all guys know? No? Yeah, to bless them. So what kind of animal did Jacob compare Judah to? It was a big animal. Do you know? Do you know the animal that has like a mane, a fur around his neck? Do you know that animal? A lion, correct, a lion. So Judah was compared to a lion because lions are a symbol of kingship and rule. Now what will not depart from Judah? No. Yeah, so Judah had a scepter, and this refers to a king's staff. Jacob is telling us that a great kingdom will come from Judah's family. Jacob had blessed Pharaoh, Joseph, and Ephraim, and Manasseh, but would he bless his other sons before his death? His father Isaac had only one blessing to give, but not so with Jacob. In his final hour, at 147 years old, he called all 12 of his sons around his bed. This is the first time in the Bible that they are called the 12 tribes of Israel. God kept his promise to make Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob into a great nation. As a prophet, Jacob blessed each of his sons, declaring what would become of them in the future. We do not have time to look at all these blessings, but there is one that is particularly important, the blessing of Judah. Judah was not the firstborn, nor was he his father's favorite son. Judah was also a great sinner. But in spite of all of this, God pronounced great blessings on Judah. And as we saw in God's dealings with the selfish trickster Jacob, he is free to bless whoever he wants. By the Holy Spirit, Jacob saw that Judah would be exalted above his brothers. He would be a lion, the fiercest and noblest animals. He would become a strong kingdom. From him would come all the great kings of Israel, like David and Solomon. But with the eyes of faith, Jacob saw something even better than this. A king would come from Judah far greater than David. Who would this king be? Jesus Christ. He would be the lion of the tribe of Judah. He would crush the serpent's head and establish a kingdom that would reach to all the nations. To him would belong the obedience of all peoples. This is why if you look at any continent on the globe today, there will be people there who love and obey Jesus. On his deathbed, Jacob was given a glimpse of this truth. God would bring salvation and defeat his enemies through the tribe of Judah. So the main idea of this passage is that from Judah will come a lion-like king, which that lion-like king would be Jesus Christ, who will rule over the nations in his grace. So let's pray. Lord God, we come to you today to thank you for everything you bestow upon us, Lord, every spiritual blessing and physical blessing. The children here and the children to come will all worship Jesus just like we're doing here today. And I pray that these people will be raised by good doors and have pure doctrine when they grow older. And I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.